Savage Boy. He's Average Boy. He's Average Boy.
Look out, he's back. With shoes untied and his ears slicked back. Taking life on one day at a time. Average Boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to episode 42 of the official Average Boy podcast. I'm Bob Smiley, a.k.a. Average Boy, a.k.a. Bob the Banded Bodacious Bodybuilder.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine. I'm also the curious, confused co-host of this podcast because when did you become, and wait, what did you call yourself? The Banded Bodacious Bodybuilder?
That's right, Jesse. You know, last week I realized I was not as strong as I thought.
What made you think you were strong? I've seen your picture in Clubhouse and you have arms like tent poles.
Wow, Jesse. I think we need to do a podcast on speaking kind words to each other. You know, you should know more than anyone else that you can't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bob. I was trying to be funny, but my comment was totally out of line. So what happened last week that made you doubt your strength?
Well, two things, really. The first one happened in a park. I was running.
Ooh, running outdoors is a great way to exercise your body and get stronger. It's also good for your mind. It's very, you know...
I was actually being chased by a dog. I wasn't running for exercise. I guess that Frisbee that I just found lying on the ground in the park must have belonged to this dog, and he evidently wanted it back really bad. Anyway, while he was chasing me, I threw the Frisbee back at him in hopes that it would distract him, and it totally worked! He caught it, and he stopped chasing me, so I slowed down a bit, but then I jogged right into a giant spider web.
Ah, yikes. I hate spiders. Their webs are all sticky and... But how did that make you feel weak?
I actually got stuck in the web. I wasn't strong enough to break through or tear it apart. Like, even the spiders were confused.
Spiders? There was more than one? Were you scared? Because I would have been scared.
There were two spiders. I think they were recently married. They look like newlywebs.
Okay, hang on. Did you just work in a Jesse joke?
No, not at all. That joke was funny and therefore not a true Jesse joke. But the part about me getting stuck in the web is true. I really couldn't break through the web. It made me realize I wasn't as strong as I wanted to be.
I kind of feel a longer story coming on. But first, I've got to know, how did you finally get out?
Well, I started waving my arms around. I wasn't scared or anything. I was frantically waving my arms around like a normal, not scared person.
Of course. I wave my arms around all the time for no reason.
Exactly. Well, somehow all my arm waving got me out of the web, but then I sort of looked and felt like a cotton candy average boy. It took me days to get the sticky web stuff off me. You know, my dad kept suggesting that I take a shower and that would help, but I knew I could eventually rub it all off before I had to take, like, drastic measures like showering. You know, perseverance. That's the key to breaking free from spider webs, and I think it'd make a great topic for today's podcast. You know, flexibility and perseverance.
Oh, I could learn a lot about flexibility because I'm not flexible at all. I can't even touch my toes.
Have you tried bending your knees? That always works for me. But I wasn't talking about that kind of flexibility. I meant the kind of flexibility you show when things don't go as you planned or when you have to come up with a different way to solve a problem.
Oh, like sort of how you did with waving your arms to untangle yourself from the web. Ooh, that reminds me of one of my favorite Bible verses. Let's rid ourselves of every obstacle and sin which so easily entangles us, and let's run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking only at Jesus, the originator and perfecter of our faith. You know, sin can be like that sticky spider web, but if we run with endurance, show perseverance, and we look to Jesus as our example, we can break through.
Absolutely. You know, Hebrews chapter 12 is one of my favorites too. And the Bible talks a lot about perseverance. Earlier in Hebrews chapter 6, the writer reminds us not to become lazy in the way we follow God, but to imitate strong Christians who seek after God and faith and perseverance.
Oh, that's a great verse. Wow, you know, I'm not even sure if there's anything we can add to that, so thanks for listening to the official Average Boy Podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Whoa, wait, Jesse. We're just a few minutes into this podcast. Like, we have like 8 or 10 minutes to go. You know what? We have to persevere and make it to the end.
Oh, well, thanks for the reminder, Bob. To get stronger in our faith, we have to keep going. Just like if you want to get stronger, you know, maybe a few push-ups every day would be helpful in your strength training.
I already do 8 a day.
Oh, that's not bad, I guess.
Thanks. You know what? One day I'll even be strong enough to do them all in a row. Anyway, I left the park feeling like I needed to be stronger. I want to be strong enough to break free of any sin and handle any battle that comes my way. You know, because those spiders could have totally taken me in a fight.
I see what you mean. I think. But didn't you say there were two things that made you feel not so strong? What was the second one?
I was really hoping you'd forget about the second one because it's sort of embarrassing.
More embarrassing than getting stuck in a spider web while being chased by a dog who was trying to get his frizzy back in a park?
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds sort of ridiculous. But this other story is even worse. You see, I was at youth group. We were having sandwiches, and I wanted some mayonnaise on my sandwich, so I picked up the jar and I tried to open it. Well, I don't know. Evidently, they use robot machines now to tighten the jars before sending them out of the factory. You know, oh, maybe truck drivers were opening the jars before delivering them to the stores. You know, who knows? But the jar company made sure that their lids stayed on super tight, which is not good news for my sandwich.
Were you making a ghost sandwich?
What's a ghost sandwich?
You know, one made with bologna. Bologna. You get it? It's F-U-N-N-Y.
Jesse, that joke was haunting. Anyway, back to my story. I was really trying to open the lid. My face was getting all red, and I do not look good in red. That's when Sarah walked over. I set the jar down, and I said hello, you know, because I'm always polite. Sarah said hi back and then offered to help. She grabbed the mayonnaise jar and popped it right open. She didn't struggle or anything. Well, when that happened, several of the other kids around me started laughing, and my face got even redder. You know, I tried to play it off, but I thanked her. And I said, you know what? I was actually trying to tighten the lid to make sure that it stayed fresh for anybody else that wanted to use it. But Sarah kind of called my bluff. She was like, oh, so that's why your face got all red and that vein popped out on your forehead like it was trying to make a getaway. I thought you were trying to open it. Sorry. I'll close it back up for you. So then she did. She doubly tightened the lid. I think she was totally on to me. So not only did everyone laugh at me, but now I wasn't going to have mayonnaise for my sandwich.
Oh, that's a good mini lesson for this podcast episode. You know, always tell the truth or you and your sandwich may suffer. Lying is never good. But Bob, I thought our topic today was flexibility and perseverance.
Well, have some flexibility, Jesse. You know, we're going to get to the point of this episode eventually. I'm just showing perseverance on this journey. You see how I worked the topic in there again?
Yeah, I saw it. You're getting really good at this.
Anyway, I decided to start working out again.
Ha! You said again. That's fun. But please continue.
Ignoring that and continuing with my story. So I talked to my school's physical education teacher, and I asked if I could use the weight room after school. He told me the weight room is only open for 45 minutes before the start of school. Okay, Jesse, I don't know if you know this, but school starts super early in the morning, and I don't like waking up early. But when I learned the weight room is only open in the early morning, I knew I was going to have to show some flexibility. If I wanted to lift weights, I was going to have to get up an hour and a half earlier every single day.
So you had to be flexible if you wanted to achieve your goal to get stronger. I get it now.
Yeah, you actually got the lesson a little quicker than me. At first, I tried to think of other ways to work out. Like, Dad had some old exercise bands in the garage, so I thought I could sleep in and then use those exercise bands after school. You know, at a normal workout time when I'm better rested. However, well, remember at the start of this podcast when I called myself the banded bodacious bodybuilder?
I think so. The start of this podcast seems like so long ago.
Well, I added the banded part the first time I tried to use my dad's old exercise bands. Notice I said the word old. I grabbed the handles in both of my fists. I stepped on the center of the bands and yanked upwards toward the sky. I'm assuming these bands worked great when the pilgrims first used them while sailing over to America. However, they had not aged well. The band snapped in two, and my fists were crashing into my jaw. I had a bruise on my jaw, making me banded.
I've heard of people who've had an internal fight with themselves to work out, but I've never heard of somebody smacking themselves in the face.
Yeah, it made me so mad. I wanted to fight back, but, you know, it was me. I can't beat me. So that was my first lesson. Old workout bands aren't flexible, and I had to be flexible with my schedule to reach my goal. If I really wanted to get stronger, I was going to have to get up early.
Ah, that's a great lesson to learn.
Yeah, and all I had to do to learn it was hit myself in the face. But seriously, after breaking those bands, it reminded me of the verse from the beginning of James that says, Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. That sounds like a great way to enjoy life, but you have to be dedicated. It does not come easy. If I really wanted muscles, I was going to have to put in the work. So I started going up to the weight room every morning and working out.
So did it work?
Jesse, there's not a closed jar in my house now. It took me a little while, but God also reminded me of another lesson. We are built for community. In other words, we're here on this planet to encourage each other. Sarah started riding her bike to school early and working out. Then Billy decided he didn't want me to be stronger than him. I am, but I'm not going to tell him that. Anyway, he started coming too. Even Trent, Clint, and Clay started showing up. After the second week, there were 8 of us working out. That made it so much easier to stay focused because we were all dedicated and encouraging one another.
Now, that's a big key to perseverance. If you share your goals with others, they can help you stay motivated.
That is so true. Oh, that reminds me of a question we got from a listener. Declan M. wrote, I'm having trouble consistently reading my Bible. Can you help me? I feel like it's affecting me. I love your podcast. Keep up the good work. Well, Declan, we have something in common. We both love this podcast.
That's true. But we also have something else in common with Declan, because consistently reading the Bible isn't easy. Whether it's reading your Bible or working out or doing your best in school or doing chores, it all takes effort, a good plan, and perseverance. Just like you, Bob, found a time to work out and you were flexible with your daily schedule to make it happen, Declan, you can find a time each day to make your Bible reading a priority. You know, sometimes I read a book from Proverbs every day because there are 31 books and a lot of months have 31 days.
Yeah, except for February, April, June.
Okay, it's not a perfect plan, but you know what I mean. Reading part of the Gospels each day is also really cool because it's amazing to learn all the different stuff that Jesus did and said.
And just like you said, Declan, it can affect you when you're not reading the Bible. I know I feel different when I'm not working out every day.
You mean you can move your arms because, like, they're not so sore?
Yeah, but that's not what I meant. God wants us to be ready for any battle that comes our way. If we're always working out, strengthening our minds and our body, then we'll be ready for anything, especially if we're reading God's Word. It will help you know what to do in any situation, and you'll be ready for it.
You know what I'm not ready for?
What's that?
Oh, the end of this podcast. It's really a good one, but I think we're there.
Oh, yeah. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. So that's the end of today's official Average Boy podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. If you want more Average Boy stories, though, you can read the Adventures of Average Boy column every single month in Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. All you have to do is go to averageboy.org to sign up for a subscription.
And if you want to read Bob's devotions, you can buy Devotions for Super Average Kids books 1 and 2. They're filled with advice, biblical wisdom, and big, big laughs.
Also, if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, let us know. You can message us at averageboy.org by clicking on the Ask Average Boy link, or you can even call and leave a message for us. All you have to do is call 888-465-6595. Just make sure to get your parents' permission before you call, because we may use your comment, question, or your voice on a future podcast.
Until next time, I'm Jesse telling you, be flexible, have perseverance, and remember, none of us is average.
We're all super average.